When you make time for yourself and you practice these self-care things, you realize how important they are and how critical they are. So when you explain to somebody else, you can explain it in a more serious and a more understanding way. So when you increase your self-worth by doing more self-care things and giving yourself more time and grace, then when you speak to others, you will also talk more confidently about yourselves because you know your worth.
And that respect is like reciprocated from the other person.
Yeah, exactly.
Doctor said you got PCOS. Now go on, girl, just lose some weight. Till I took the symptoms into my own hands and reversed them naturally. So I became a dietitian to help my sisters feel the best they've ever felt. Take a step in my direction if you wanna prove them wrong and take control of yourself. Join a sister and a
What's up, sisters? Welcome to another episode of A Sister and Her Mister. Today, we are going to talk all about explaining PCOS to your partner and gaining their support.
Yes, exactly. And this might relate to your partner, maybe also for family members, friends. So it's not just for partners as well. It's for anybody who is maybe not supporting you fully in your PCOS journey.
Yes, it's always good to have support around you. So I hope this episode helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little fun things coming up, Talin. Both our birthdays are actually in 2 weeks. I'm turning 33. You're turning 32. Ooh, I just said your age. How can I do such a thing?
How dare you?
I just broke the laws of physics.
I'm 18 forever. You know how sometimes you're just like permanently an age in your head? What age do you feel?
I feel like I'm 15 years old.
You feel like you're 15?
I feel like I'm still in high school, like messing around, doing dumb things and like being an emotional wreck. I mean, I don't know. I'm just a 15-year-old kid still at heart.
I know. I feel like I'm 18, just, you know, not really taking anything seriously, just like, you know, going on trips, this and that.
I feel like this is totally normal, though. I remember reading something in like psychology or something where like, I don't know, like your brain kind of gets stuck in the age where like, you feel comfortable or where you feel yourself and you think you're that age always. Yeah. But I don't know, like, I feel like everybody has a different, like, age that they feel like they are, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandma would say she'd look in the mirror and be surprised because she always felt like she was in her 20s.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, are we doing anything fun? We're going to Miami.
That's right. Next week, we're going to Miami for a wedding, which should be fun.
Yes. That's going to be like our little gift to ourselves for our birthday, since our birthdays are a week apart.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm really happy that your birthday is after mine, because based on your gift to me, I can adjust my gift, my expectations a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go, let's say I get you something and you go crazy and you buy me something insane, then I'm like, okay, good thing I know. Now I can return that and get something better.
Oh, stop. Well, you know, last time we had a podcast recording, we talked about how the first gift I got you was cologne.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. A faux pas on my part. So I'm not a very good gift giver.
Some people may not know why that wasn't a good gift. It was because that was like our first year of dating, or first like couple of months of dating. And Tyne asked me, I want to get you a gift. Like, what do you like? And I was like, you can get me anything you want. Just don't get me cologne. I don't like when people buy me cologne because one, I get stuck with it if I don't like the smell. And I don't like it when people try to decide what I want to smell like.
Wow.
And what did Talin do? She bought me cologne. It was almost like one of those like challenges. Like,
next time, tell me what you do want me to buy.
Okay.
And that's what I'll do. And by the way, it's just a week before your birthday, so you better tell me if you have something in mind.
I figured it out. You've been with me for 7 years. If you can't get me a gift, just a normal gift. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just get me like a pack of socks or something. I don't know. Like nice underwear, like cashmere underwear or something. I don't know. My goodness. Too old to care about birthday gifts.
I don't know. Like, guys are hard to shop for. Girls are so easy.
Are you kidding me?
Please.
Just go to GameStop and buy me a PlayStation game or something.
Oh, that's an idea.
Gift cards to something where I can play. I don't know. Like, anyways.
Well, now I've squeezed some ideas out of you.
Yeah. We're having a little fun over here, but welcome everyone to an episode. Like we said earlier, we're going to talk about how you can get your partner to support you. Before we get to that, let's go into our Motivational Tuesdays, where we share a win from a fellow sister who's managing her symptoms, reversing PCOS, and losing weight.
Yes. I'll go first. We have our fellow sister from the sisterhood. Now, I can't remember if we say their names or if we don't say their names.
First name. First name for privacy.
Here we go. Sonali. She says, Here to share a win. I went to brunch with my friends today. Usually I always get pancakes, sweet, to get my sugar fix, and would be dreaming of it well in advance and drooling, lol. Today I got the baked eggs and avocado, not because I thought I should, but because I had zero desire to eat anything sweet. Then my friend got cheesecake for dessert. I didn't feel like eating dessert. Who am I even? And asked us to take a bite. I did, and found it too sweet. A concept that didn't exist in my world before. This is unprecedented, and I'm so excited. Yet another non-scale win.
That's amazing. Great job, Sonali. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. It's like when you eat certain foods like desserts, right? And you get used to how sweet that tastes. And then let's say you kind of give it a break or you try to reduce it slowly over time. And then when you go back to it and you taste it, it's almost like, wow, like, was I eating that before? Or like, I no longer have the cravings for it. It doesn't mean you can't eat the cakes, or it doesn't mean you should feel bad. I'm just saying, like, in general, how your taste buds can change over time.
They change over time.
Yeah. That's how I feel about, like, I don't know, when I was a kid, I would drink, like Coke all the time.
Oh, really?
Like, when I was, like, 16, like, up until, like, I think I stopped around, like, 20, 21 when I started to, learn some of the, bad things about it. Of course, moderation is okay, but, like, when you're a kid, you can drink two Coca-Cola cans in one sitting, right?
Yeah, everyone was doing it in the 90s.
But, you know. And then, like, after I stopped it, and then when I took a sip, maybe, like, you know, years later, I was like, wow, like, this is so different than what I remember as a kid.
Totally. It's addicting. Yeah. Certain things that you do all the time, your taste buds change and get used to it. You can't imagine your life without it.
Yeah,
for sure. Same with, like, Diet Coke especially. I just feel like they put chemicals in it to make you addicted.
Yeah.
So.
100%.
Good point. Do you know what the most researched supplement for PCOS is?
Yes. Inositol.
But do you know that not all inositols are the same?
Hush your mouth.
The latest research on PCOS women uses inositol with a ratio of 40 to 1 myo and d-chiro inositol with a daily dosage of 4,000 milligrams.
Well, I declare.
But here's the problem. A lot of inositols out there do not use the 40 to 1 ratio, and many do not have a daily dosage of 4,000 milligrams. So that 1 month supply of inositol you bought may last half the time if you take the clinical dosage.
Heavens to Betsy.
Well, hold your horses, cowboy. That's why I love Ovacetol. It comes in a ratio of 40 to 1 myo and d-chiro inositol, and it provides a daily dosage of 4,000 milligrams. It also comes in a 3-month supply. And best of all, it's the only NSF certified 40 to 1 inositol, so you know that it's been third-party tested for purity and accuracy.
Well, butter my backside and call me a biscuit.
Head over to ovafit.org to order your Ovacetol today with our special 15% off promo. You can also find the link in the show description.
Well, I declare.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank God, I'm out of freezes.
Let's get into a little poll that we did in the sisterhood. We asked our fellow sisters, what is the best way for your partner to support your PCOS journey? Mm-hmm. And we're going to read off some of the questions.
Yep. So it was actually a very close race, if you want to call it that. Like, we had about 4 options, and all 4 options were relatively close to each other. So we'll start with the lowest to highest, you know, voted. So lowest was at 16% learning about my PCOS symptoms and management strategies. Mm-hmm. After that was 24% was emotional support, being a listening ear, validating my feelings, encouraging me. 100% I agree. I'm sure, Tanya, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, totally. I feel like emotional support is honestly like the best way to support someone with PCOS.
Yeah. In any situation where someone's going through something really tough mentally, physically, I think sometimes they just need an ear to listen, like just someone to listen to them, you know, versus like throwing them like a bunch of different tips and ideas and things they should do. Instead, they should just listen to them, validate their feelings and encourage them, you know, with whatever they want to do.
Yeah. Usually we know what to do because we've already read about it 100 times.
Yeah.
It's just about like getting ourselves to start at step one. And so listening to someone can really help with that.
Yeah.
28% said all of the above. And 31% said, joining me in making healthy lifestyle changes.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
It's fun to join.
Yeah, like for example, going to the gym together or working out together, doing similar workouts, like slow weight workouts.
Mm-hmm. Cooking for each other.
Yeah. cooking for each other, or even if your partner can support you in going gluten or dairy free in certain meals, you know, those, of course, like if they don't want to do all the time, but they can maybe sometimes do it in certain times, like for breakfast, lunch or dinner, mm-hmm. and kind of join you in making that meal as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into explaining PCOS to your partner. But before we do, let's talk about how I explain PCOS to you.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, we've mentioned this before about how I told you I had PCOS on our first date when I was eating gluten and dairy free, and you mm-hmm. asked me why, and I said this really helps with reducing inflammation and everything.
But I think at our first date, which was at the Church Key on Sunset, which is no longer open, but... yeah, the first day we sat down and Talin mentioned, like, before we ordered appetizers or anything, essentially, she mentioned how, oh, like, by the way, gluten, dairy-free. Mm-hmm. And then when I asked, like, about the reasons why, because I was actually already into going gluten, dairy-free, because up until that point, I would listen to a lot of podcasts about health, about the benefits of reducing certain foods and things like that. And I learned a lot about gluten and dairy, and I was even in my own journey of going dairy-free by, like, reducing my, like, whey protein to, like, plant-based.
Yeah. You would eat coconut cream cheese, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. From Daiya.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you would also eat gluten-free bread from Costco.
Yes.
Like, yeah. You already, for some reason, yeah. like, had it down. I mean, well, not 100%, yeah. but, like, you were into it.
Yeah, because I learned a lot about, what's it called, dairy. And at that time, I was switching all my dairy products to, like, dairy-free. Like you said, the Daiya cream cheese, which is, by the way, delicious.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've ate that one. But, yeah, definitely understood what you were going through. And then when I asked Tyne about, like, later on the date, so about going gluten dairy-free, she explained PCOS to me. But it wasn't a very, like, big picture kind of a explanation, right? It wasn't, like, you didn't go fully into detail about
what
PCOS, like, specifically is or how it can affect you.
Yeah, I didn't want to turn the first date into a science lesson. So I just, like, kind of glossed over it and told you, like, how I like to live my lifestyle. But then later on, as we continue today, I explained it to you. You asked questions. And it just kind of naturally unfolded. I didn't treat it as this big deal, negative thing to, like, sit down and talk about it. And because I had a pretty positive outlook on how, you know, I am able to manage PCOS, and I wanted to share that positive outlook with you. I didn't want to make it such a negative, big deal thing the way that I did feel about it when I was first diagnosed.
Yeah.
You know, when my doctor brought it up to me, it was, like, so negative. It was so, like, oh, you're going to struggle with fertility, this and that. And I understand, like, at the time, because I hadn't made any of these diet and lifestyle changes. Yes, like, I probably would have struggled with all kinds of things if I hadn't made the changes, but I didn't want that negative vibe in the relationship. So I was pretty positive about it when I unfolded everything one by one.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at it, you knew I had a personal training background and I was an engineer. So part of me thinks maybe you were just trying to trick me into becoming a PCOS personal trainer and helping you maybe a little bit too. Huh?
You know, maybe I was scheming. Maybe I took a good look at you. I was like, he'll do well. I'm going to turn him into my PCOS personal trainer. Yeah.
And then I did. Months later, I started training you at the gym, which is literally what happened. So
yeah.
This is hilarious. But anyway, some top things to consider, though, before explaining PCOS to your partner or anyone for that matter, which is, so a couple things. First is, you want to share your journey with someone who actually truly cares about you. So if you're going through a relationship and that person's being selfish and not supporting you through your needs, for example, when you're having painful periods, or for example, when you're, you know, struggling with certain symptoms and they don't understand or they don't even give you the light of day, that may be someone who doesn't really care about you as much as you think they do.
You know what? That's the cold, hard facts.
Yeah.
C-Nex laying it down.
I'm not trying to be like Dr. Phil over here and being like, you know, break up with your boyfriend or your partner. Yeah. But you should consider, like, if that person is not supporting you in the most important time of your life, or maybe, like, I don't know, like, PCOS right now is really important in your life. But what about later in life, for example, when you have kids or when you go through something even more serious, you know, are they going to be there for you in that moment as well?
Yeah. Life is long. And a lot of things happen, and a lot of worse things than PCOS might happen, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a test of, like, how this person is going to be able to handle this versus, like, how they're going to handle things that come up in life. So,
yeah,
I mean, consider it a blessing to be able to, like, have this first obstacle, if you will. But of course, like, you want to acknowledge the challenges of PCOS and look for positive solutions and positive points, pieces of light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, light at the end of the tunnel when you're talking about PCOS with your partner, just so that they understand that, like, there's something that we can do here. Like, let's do it together. Yeah. Set that tone for how you want to handle PCOS in your relationship. And for me, positivity is my tone.
And Talin has a elevator pitch, which we've kind of mentioned a couple times on the podcast in the last like 3-4 years, man. I think we've done 4 years of the podcast.
Yeah. Wow.
So we've had a couple of episodes where Talin gave her elevator speech, which is essentially how she would explain PCOS to someone if she had, like, you know, a short amount of time. Talin, you want to say your elevator speech?
So here's what I'd say. I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. It's an endocrine disorder, which means that my hormones are out of balance and my metabolism works a bit differently. It causes inflammation and affects most of my body's systems, including blood sugar regulation, and that makes it easy to gain and hard to lose weight. PCOS, it's a lifelong condition, but I make diet and lifestyle changes, like going gluten and dairy free, that will help me manage my symptoms and keep them at bay.
Yes, I love that.
That is just a few sentences. The information is there. You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The science. And I mean, what is someone going to say to that? They're not going to be like, oh, so you're not just lazy and gaining weight?
Yeah. That's amazing. For anyone who wants to hear that again, just rewind it, write it down, maybe snip that audio, save it, and then one that you can kind of say the same explanation to somebody else.
Yeah. Practice it in the mirror. You know, get yourself comfortable with talking about it. This is life.
So we're going to give you now 5 tips, like 5 specific tips on how to explain PCOS to your partner. So far, we're giving you some like general like things to consider, some things to kind of keep in your mind before you think about explaining. But now we'll give you some 5 specific tips on how to explain PCOS to your partner or friend or family member.
Yes. So the first tip is to speak with confidence. Don't be embarrassed when you're talking about it, okay? And maybe, like I said earlier, you want to practice this with someone or with yourself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. But PCOS is really common. Like 1 in 5 women have PCOS, and your partner might even know somebody who has PCOS already, maybe in their family, maybe one of their friends. But, you know, like, it's not just you. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
So don't say it in a way that's, you know, like you're ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of, you know?
Absolutely.
So, of course, you know, you want to understand your own PCOS, and that'll give you confidence when you're talking to the person about it. So you don't feel embarrassed. So you can understand that there's something you can do about it. And, you know, keep in mind that you have to explain to some people. You have to say, like, it's a hormonal disorder. It affects every system in my body, not just my weight and metabolism, also my skin and hair. You know, just because I've gained weight doesn't mean that I'm lazy. It's a hormonal disorder. Or just because I have acne, it doesn't mean I'm not washing my face or I'm unhygienic. Like, this is part of the hormonal disorder that's going on. So an explanation can go a long way, you know, and hopefully the person you're talking to is mature enough to receive that and understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah. And I want to go back for a second about speaking with confidence. A lot of times, like Talin was talking about, when you say to yourself in the mirror or you practice with somebody else, it gives you a lot of confidence because you've said that, you know, that thing multiple times. Now, one thing I would highly recommend is writing it down. So imagine, or even like typing it out as if you're writing like a paper or an essay, because as you're writing it down, you're going to really think through your thoughts. You're going to think more clearly through how you want to say things. And it really gets ingrained in your brain as you write it down. So when you go up to that person to say it, you don't feel unconfident. You don't feel embarrassed. You feel like, I've done this before. I've studied for this, and I'm going to just bam, bam, bam.
Exactly. Let's get into the next tip. You want to be clear about your needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important to be clear about what you need in this new relationship.
No one can read your socks. I need maybe some video game gift cards for my birthday. See, I'm being clear about my needs.
Please.
Like you said, be clear.
Please.
Okay.
Then I won't buy you cologne if you're a little more clear.
If you buy me a cologne, I will return your Dyson hair dryer.
Ugh.
How about that?
You can't. I threw the box away. Okay, but I was saying, no one can read your mind, C-Duck. Okay, and you have to be clear about what you need, what you want from them in this relationship regarding your PCOS. And obviously, like, not on the first few dates. That's crazy. They're mm-hmm. just going to be like, what are you talking about? I just met you. But if it comes up, you know what I mean? You can say, like, I need help with managing my stress. Mm-hmm. I need help eating gluten and dairy free. Do you want to cook together? Be specific, you know, like, hey, stop bringing me bagels on Saturdays. I know it's really sweet of you, but I'm going gluten-free. So, like, maybe we can do something else.
Yeah.
Clarity.
Yes. Something I am terrible at, I will admit. I know this is for women with PCOS to explain to their partner, but I think men in general need a lot of help with explaining their, being clear about their needs as well. I think every person listening to this episode is like, yes, yes.
That is so true.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Truer words have never been spoken.
Is it so true?
It's so true. And okay. Now that it's recorded on this podcast and we're live on Instagram and TikTok, yes, it's true. And everyone can hear you.
One day you will know what it's like to not
have me the around. Ability to be clear. Oh, okay.
I took it too far. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, let's go on to our third tip. And this is to know your worth.
Yes, you need to practice a lot of self-care with PCOS. And, you know, some people think that that's like bougie or like you're so into yourself. Oh my gosh, do you really need like an hour to, you know, to do this or to do that? But yes, actually, I do. Like, I have PCOS and I practice extreme self-care. I'm not going to be embarrassed about it. Don't let people mock you for that or your partner mock you for that. Like, if you need a massage, acupuncture, if you're really taking your exercise seriously and going 3-4 times a week, you know, if you're cooking, spending a lot of time doing self-care, like laser or waxing, or like, you know, you want alone time, meditation, like, don't let people mock you and say that like you're wasting money on yourself if this is part of your PCOS regimen that you're, you know, you're okay with doing. Like, maybe to someone else, like, why do you really need to go to acupuncture or get a massage? Yeah, I actually do. Like, it's actually helping my hormones and my cortisol and insulin levels.
And so, also, like, when you make time for yourself and you practice these self-care things, you realize how important they are and how critical they are. So when you explain to somebody else, you can explain in a more serious and a more understanding way. Whereas if you don't make time for yourself and you're not practicing some of the things that you know can help you, then when you try to explain this to somebody else, you don't feel like you're important enough because you're not giving yourself that time. You don't value your own time. So when you increase your self-worth by doing more self-care things and giving yourself more time and grace, then when you speak to others, you will also talk more confidently by yourselves because you really, you know your worth.
And that respect is like reciprocated from the other person.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, totally. I think it's really important. And I think this like is not considered like frivolity, like frivolous activity. This is like part of personal care and management.
Yeah, and something similar happened with us. Like when we were dating, I think it was in the first month, we Italian, you want me to help you with your workouts, remember?
Yeah.
We went to our first workout session. It was in Pasadena, right? We met up in Pasadena.
24-hour fitness.
Yes, 24-hour fitness. And I remember the first time we started working out, Italian, in between sets. So like, I think the first workout was like a squat or something like that. You did your first set. And then immediately afterwards, you start to do like jumping jacks or like running. You were like basically looking at me like, okay, what can I do while you do your set? I can't just sit around here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's going on? What's happening? Like, why do you think or why do you feel like you have to constantly be moving at the gym or like constantly doing something? Mm-hmm. And you explained to me that, oh, you were told basically the way to working out and losing weight is burn as many calories as possible at the gym. Workout, 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 eat less and hope that, you know, you burned enough calories to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I felt really bad because I was like, oh, like she's been so misguided by previous either personal trainers or doctors who have no education exercise. And I think that's when I explained to you like how to work out actually to lose weight, which is to improve lean muscle, which will then improve insulin resistance, metabolism, all that stuff, which happens outside the gym. So I mean, I don't know if it really relates to knowing your worth in this case, but it was a moment where you told me like what you were looking for help with working out. And I was like, yeah, I can get on board with like working out with you and doing these things together. And in that moment, you know, we're able to discover some of the things that, you know, that could have actually benefited you more versus the other stuff.
Exactly.
And yeah, it all just worked out.
Yeah, like, in, you know, if you flip the coin, you could have, like, laughed at me or just been like, oh, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, this is the guy's section of the gym.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. What do you do? Because it was, like, the weights. There were men everywhere. You know, it could have been, like, this awkward situation. But my intention is, like, no, I'm going to exercise. And I thought I was exercising for PCOS. And then CDAC showed me otherwise.
Yeah.
And, you know, I learned with him. And it was a situation without being embarrassed. I was able to, like, practice my self-care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Cool. The next tip, express gratitude. It's going to encourage your partner to keep trying. Acknowledging even the smallest things that they do, it's like it will make them feel like, okay, good. I'm doing the right thing. I'm helping them. And then they'll do more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Like, positive reinforcement.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't, like you said too, like, for even the smallest things, because that can add up over time.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, even if it's not the right thing, let's say they bring you cookies or something that has gluten and dairy, then don't make like a thing out of it. Just be like, thank you so much. Like, this was so sweet, you know? And then maybe just later, just be like, I actually didn't eat it because I'm eating gluten free. Maybe I didn't mention that to you, but I thought it was so nice of you for bringing that to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then twist it into like something positive. So they're not like, oh my God, I'm failing at this. Like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
You have to do what feels right for you at the bottom line. So I'm not saying you have to like eat the cookies, but you can be grateful and tell them, you know what? That's not exactly it. And then be clear.
Because obviously they thought about you in that moment, but mm-hmm. it just wasn't, you know, maybe the right thing in that very moment. But you can still express gratitude and then they will just learn from that.
Yeah, exactly. Do you feel like I do that?
Yeah, of course. You? Yeah.
I think
do.
I do.
I think I do. I'm thinking now if you really do.
Now that I'm really, yeah.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I demand compliments from CDAC. Okay, listen, if someone's not expressing gratitude, I turn around and I'm like, so is dinner good? Did you like your sandwich? Every day, like, I make him the same sandwich and I will ask him every day, so is it
like,
good?
Like, how many times do I have to say it's good?
And I didn't change like a single between today
and like,
yesterday.
What if one of the days is not good? Huh? Can I be honest? Or do I have to just lie? And be like, it was great, babe.
Lie.
Okay, I'll lie.
Yeah.
All right.
Our fifth
and final tip is don't be thrown off by any assumptions they might have about PCOS. So, for example, if they say you have PCOS, does that mean you're not fertile? You know, like questions like that can be very
triggering.
Yeah, triggering.
Someone said that to me once. It was
really?
A guy, and I'm not going to name any names, but it was one of your friends.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But he
say
didn't know.
Say the first letter of the name.
No.
Just say the first letter.
No.
I won't say it on the podcast.
No.
I need to know right now.
No.
First letter of the
I
name.
I won't say it. It's just that he didn't know PCOS, and that's okay. But I was like alarmed. I was like, are you asking me? No. You're assuming that I can't have babies. What's happening?
Yeah,
this is not
crazy.
Nice.
Yeah.
But he didn't mean anything by it. Like, truly, this is the nicest guy. I didn't think that he meant anything by it. But I was like shocked and appalled, but I like swallowed it, filtered that. And then I was like, no, actually, like, this is something that you can reverse and change the picture of your ovaries and be fertile again. And then he was like, oh, that's great. But before I said that, I was like, what?
I'm still trying to think who it is.
Yeah. So if that ever happens to you, I really encourage you to send them a link to our podcast.
Yes.
And have them learn, refresh their memory or freshen up their memory.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll never have to listen to that kind of comment again from this person.
Yeah, for sure.
CDAC is stumped right now. He really wants to know.
I'm trying to think which friend of mine is this. I'm going to send a group chat message right now and be like, who told my wife? Get my wife's name out your mouth.
All right. So
that's the five tips. And just to finish up, we want to kind of also talk about what to do if your partner, after all of this stuff, what if your partner still isn't supportive? Or just in general, what if they're just not supportive at all?
Yeah, I think maybe, okay, there's like three things that I thought of. Like, okay, first, maybe they just don't understand PCOS. Maybe you didn't do a good job of like fully explaining it. Maybe you're not clear on it. You know, I'm just making assumptions here. Like, maybe they just don't understand that this is something that can be reversed. There are lifestyle changes. it affects you on a daily basis until you figure out how to manage it. This isn't, you know, there's no magic pill. It might take 6 months of consistency, which is very hard, especially if you're busy in college and kids and whatever you have going on. So it can impact you on a daily basis. So it's nice to have some support. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if your partner is like unsupportive, maybe they just don't get that impact that it has.
Yeah. And that's where we're highly encouraged to send them to resources that are easily digestible. So for example, YouTube, a lot of people like reading or watching a YouTube video, like mm-hmm. 5 minutes long, that really explains something, which by the way, if you go to our YouTube channel, PCOS Weight Loss, we have one video. We have a lot of videos, but we have a video specifically called How to Explain PCOS to Your Partner. And in that, we actually talk directly to your partner as well. So highly recommend going to our YouTube channel and finding that. Of course, we have a whole lot of other videos too that explains PCOS generally. Mm-hmm. You can send them to our website, PCOSweightloss.org, where we have blogs that if they want to maybe read instead of watching a video,
whatever
they can always do that. So we have a lot of resources that they can try to attain this information.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once they obtain that information, they'll understand like how this impacts you on a daily basis.
Yeah. And then you, of course, want to express your feelings if they're not supporting you. Like we talked about this earlier, but if you're not getting support, you want to share your feelings, because if you don't, they may not even know that you're that you're like feeling this way. They may not even know that they're not supporting you. Let's be honest here. Guys have this problem of not reading the room, not reading their partner's like emotions or what's going on. So I'll admit it, Italian, with your lack of noise over there, you're agreeing in silence. But anyway, it can be the case. I'm not saying it's your fault that they don't know, but you know, sometimes you gotta help help a dog learn a new trick.
Oh my god.
I'm talking about men in this case, okay?
Yeah. Maybe like before you scream at them, I always say, before you get mad, say something. Say like, hey, yesterday you didn't eat the dinner that I spent 3 hours preparing. I know it's gluten and dairy free. Maybe you didn't like it. But why don't we sit down and figure out what we both would like so I'm not wasting my time in the kitchen? Because it's making me feel like I'm wasting 3 hours. You're not happy because you don't like the dinner you're eating. I'm not happy because we're not eating together. You know, you can explain these things.
I ate dinner yesterday.
Okay, Sirak is not that person.
Oh, okay, I'm just, it sounded so real and like, no, as if this is happening to you from me.
No, honestly, no, Sirak eats everything that I make. And I demand compliments, and I can't really tell if he likes it or doesn't like it, or he's like afraid to tell me he doesn't like something because I'm demanding a compliment every time he eats it.
No, I'll tell you when it's like something I
don't
like. You'll
like literally like put the fork in the meatball, put it in your mouth, and I have to stop myself from turning around within the moment it touches your lip.
By the way,
I want to turn and be like, so is it good?
You know how annoying that is, by the way?
I have to stop myself.
It's like right as I'm eating, you ask me, and sometimes I get so annoyed, I want to be like, it's pretty good! Or like, it hasn't even been chewed, and you're asking me.
I know.
It's like a pet peeve, I have to be honest.
Last night, I actually had to stop myself.
Thank you.
I stopped myself.
And speaking of that, lastly, you want to set your boundaries, you know? You want to set boundaries regarding insensitive comments or any behavior that's related to PCOS. If they're disrespecting some of your PCOS habits, self-care moments, any of that kind of stuff, you know what? Don't come in the room between the next hour because I'm going to be doing something that's helping my PCOS. Set that boundary. Like, if you want them to not be around you, if you're doing something that's helping you.
Oh, yeah.
And they're being insensitive.
You're like making fun of your cooking or like the way you're working out and saying, oh, what the heck, simulated workouts. You need to be running 10 miles a day. Like set some boundaries. Like, hey, I'm going to try this for now and I'll let you know if I change my mind.
Yeah.
So stop.
Yeah. And part of setting that boundary also includes, you know, letting your partner know that like where the relationship is at. Like if you're not happy because of their lack of support, you have to set the boundary that, you know what, you got to do XYZ or...
this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to have those tough conversations. It's not easy.
Yeah, exactly.
But it has to be done.
And we're not talking about setting like, what's it called? What is the word for when you say you have to do this?
Oh,
What is that word?
What's that word? Ultimatum.
Yes. Oh, wow. I would have never thought about it. So like, you don't want to like set an ultimatum, of course. We're talking about setting these boundaries after all of these things have happened.
Yeah.
Of course, you should set your boundaries in the beginning as well, but just in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just thinking of ultimatums.
What's my ultimatum, huh?
If you don't compliment me every time you chew and swallow one of the meals that I made, I will never cook for you again.
Okay, as long as they're good.
Just a fun side note. When me and Sirak were dating, he always got the check. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I never paid for one meal.
Old school, baby. Old school.
I didn't offer. I didn't even care. I was like, thank you so much. This is how it's
going to be. Not once did Talon even like do the fake going into the purse like movement. Not even one time a fake like, not even like out of respect for me being like, oh, let me, no, not even that.
No.
But you know what? I had no problem with it.
Because now you have a lifetime of meals.
That's right.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner that I throw down. Not half-ass. Throw
absolutely,
down is
absolutely.
What I do.
No, 100%. And I have no regrets.
I don't know how this is relevant to the conversation.
We're just going. We're having fun with it. I have no regrets about paying for any of the dinners. But like you said, it was an investment. And gosh darn, the investment paid off. It was like investing in Bitcoin 10 years ago, sisters.
Honestly,
you would have been rich.
I went for like 8 months to Colorado to do my internship, my dietetic internship.
Oh, I saved so much money.
C-Duck saved so much money.
She went to Colorado, yeah, to work at a hospital for her dietetic internship. And like, of course, like we miss each other. But part of me was like, I'm saving so much money.
You really did. Every weekend. You threw down.
Yes. Yes.
Well, here we are.
Like, I think that's a good note
to
end the podcast.
Excuse me for wanting a compliment or two. Jesus Christ.
You're acting like I don't give you constant compliments. Another thing that Talion does, Talion has great style, but sometimes she orders some crazy stuff. Like, meaning like, just like a dress you can only wear one time because no one will ever forget it. You know, like things like that, right? And like, you got like this snow outfit that was like a vomit green color.
Vomit green?
It was just the weirdest yellow green color in the world. It was all leather.
It was.
And it was for this, like, it was for like being out in this cold weather.
It was.
And like, I was in the shower. You walked in the bathroom. And you opened the shower door and I looked at you and I couldn't stop laughing because like you pulled it off again. Like you did this crazy outfit that I wish I could share it like with people because they could see like.
It did look so insane now that I think about it.
Yeah. And like you had these big like puffy like shoulders and like the collar was popping out. You looked like a general, like a commander of an army.
You know, if it wasn't for your reaction, I think I was going to keep that.
Yeah, you were like, it's amazing. What are you talking about? I had to like, I didn't even say don't keep it. I just said, look, it's up to you, but
you
I don't know if it's something you can wear for a long time.
You laughed so hard. You had a laughing fit.
I did. It wasn't like, I wasn't laughing like at how you were
at
looking.
Me?
No. I was laughing.
You were laughing at me.
No. I was laughing because of like what you do. Meaning like you always order some crazy stuff and then you come to me for like approval or like not approval, but like you come to me for my opinion and I tell you if I like it or whatever. And like, I want to clarify, like I don't approve anything, like meaning like I don't need to approve anything.
Okay.
You can wear anything you want. I just
want
to say that. Okay. But like you come to me for like, oh, how do you think it looks, babe? And like I'm always honest with you in that regard, right?
Yes.
So just want to say like that was a crazy one. That's all I'm going to say. That was the craziest thing you ever ordered. Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah. No, I don't. Oh, I might have sent it to my sister who typically agrees with Sirak's commentary about my outfits. And my mom always is on my side until she hears Sirak's commentary and then she's on his side. So I'm just constantly being criticized by the army of people around me.
I have great style. Come on.
You have great style.
I have great eye for style.
I have fun style.
Yeah.
I like to be out there sometimes.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yes. You know that show Dubai Bling? If anybody has watched that show Dubai Bling, Tali would be a perfect fit for all those outfits that they wear. That's all I'm going to say. You know how they wear
really
the craziest outfits? Like, that is you right there. I think that's enough.
I'm not going to argue with that. That's so true.
I think we've gone off topic enough, but
okay.
That's it for this episode, everybody. Made it a little bit longer than normal, but thank you for listening. If you'd like to check out our website, PCOSweightloss.org, for all the resources that we mentioned earlier, please head over there. And if you'd like to join the sisterhood, link in the description as well. Please subscribe, leave a review. We really appreciate every review that's left on the podcast. It helps us big time. And you know, until next week, we'll see you then. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Word of mouth is our absolute best friend here at PCOS Weight Loss. So if there's someone that you know that you think might enjoy this podcast, go ahead and share it with them.
And if you don't mind, go ahead and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the podcast.
It really helps more than you think. Thank you so much for listening and being part of the sisterhood community. Talk to you next time.